everyone. My name is Jennifer Wenzel, and I'm the Talent Acquisition Coordinator here at Beyond Vision. I'm here today with Stephen Gould, and we'd like to tell you a little bit about what we do and about Beyond Vision. Hi, Stephen.
Hey, Jennifer. It's great to be here. So I'm Stephen Gould. I'm the Marketing Assistant here at Beyond Vision, and Jennifer and I are here today to talk a little bit about what Beyond Vision does and who we are. So Jennifer, how long have you been working at Beyond Vision for?
I've been working here since January, so almost 6 months now, and I am a blind person, and I am really excited to be doing recruiting. This is the first job where I've done recruiting before I did admissions coordinating, so it was a great transition for me. What about you? How long have you been here?
That's awesome. I'm also recently new here, too. I just got hired in February, so I've been working just for a few months now, and I've been loving every minute of it. I first heard of this place, our first heard of Beyond Vision. It was actually really cool. I was just searching on Indeed, saw Beyond Vision pop up, and the company just sounded sweet, so I applied for it. Little did I know, one of my family members, my dad actually toured here once whenever his company does work here, and we didn't know this. I applied for it, got the interview, and just loved it. And he's like, "Stephen, I've toured there." He's like, "This is an unbelievable company. Like, you got to make this happen." And now I'm here.
Well, we're so glad that all worked out and that you are here.
Yeah.
And now you're a sighted person, right?
I am. I'm fully sighted.
Have you had any experience with blind people before you came to Beyond Vision?
Not too much. Growing up, I knew a couple people from school who had visual impairments, and actually my uncle's dad has gone fully blind. So I've had a little exposure, but I don't see him. I only see him on holidays and every now and then, and I love the guy. He's so much fun. But this was all sort of new to me, and it was really cool to be able to really immerse myself in this and learn so much, because there's so many different stereotypes out there. And coming in, I even believe some of them. And now really understanding that none of this is true is really cool, backing up this mission and really informing the community.
That's great. What do you think the biggest stereotype is that you kind of believe that you have changed since you've been here?
Ooh, that one's sort of
sorry,
hard, because
I'm an interviewer. I like to throw tough.
No, yeah, no, I like that. I like that. Let me think. A stereotype, that one that really stuck out the most to me. Being able to hear better than fully sighted people, which technically isn't true. which is just, you can probably explain it better, but being able to, your senses aren't heightened just because you have vision loss.
It's more what you focus on, I think.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
It's funny, because I've got sighted kids, and when they were growing up, instead of, you know how parents always say like, "Oh, look at that pretty bird," or "look at that plane," I would focus on sounds as we were walking. And I remember one time my son and I were walking, and he said, "Oh, Mom, do you hear that bird?" And his friend's like, "What bird?" So, you know, and so even my sighted kids kind of focus on some of the sounds sometimes, because that's what we always talked about, but their friends had no idea. Like,
And no, it's crazy too, because it's like, that's something I've never thought about too, how sight can be a distraction and you can focus on different things. It's just an interesting thought to think about.
Yeah. I told my son, if I ever could see, I'm always amazed at how much visual information is out there and how you can like focus and get your job done. I think I'd be like one of those dogs from the movie Up, you know, like squirrel. And I'd be like, I don't know if I could just, I'm a multitasker.
Dog from Up.
By listening, but I don't know with all that information out there, how I would, I don't know. I guess you learn and you filter, but it just, that always kind of amazes me to think about.
So what's one of your favorite things about Beyond Vision?
I love the team atmosphere at Beyond Vision. We really are a team culture. So I learned about Beyond Vision from a person that I have known for a while, and she was the former talent acquisition coordinator. And she got promoted, which is why the position was created, and she's in business development. And she was talking about, you know, that it's a great culture and it's a great team atmosphere. And it really excited me. And I thought, and as I interviewed, people talked about it, and I thought, well, you know, if it's an okay team atmosphere, I can handle it. But really the things people were saying are so true. Like it's from top, from the CEO down and all the senior leadership, people are open and communicate and people work together to succeed. And one of the people in production said to me the other day when we were touring, he was telling a potential candidate that, you know, we are all here to help each other do better. And we really build each other up. And that just summarized it so well to me, because that's what it's all about. You know, back in our history, when we were paying, like, well, long ago, before I worked there, you know, before you worked here, they were paying by piecework, which was really a thing that made people compete, because, you know, you had to be the fastest and you had to be the best and you had to do more than everybody else. But now we are all paid competitive wages. Everybody is. And everybody works together. And it's just such a great team atmosphere. I really love it. What about you? What's your favorite?
Oh, I definitely agree with that. The atmosphere of this company is unlike any other company I've worked for. Companies say they have an open door policy, but yet it still doesn't feel like that. You have that sort of nerve feeling walking into someone's office. But Here, I've never felt that at all. I feel so comfortable approaching anyone, having great conversations with them. And everyone really respects each other. Family atmosphere here, where we all joke around, all have a great time. By doing that, we produce great work because everyone's, for the most part, everyone's always happy.
That is really true. I mean, that having fun atmosphere is great. I mean, even people, because I work remotely part of the time and I thought, oh, maybe I won't be as connected. But people are, you know, they'll take the time to joke by email or just call on Teams mm-hmm. to say, hey, how you doing today? And when I'm in the office, the donuts are a great thing. People bring donuts in sometimes. Yeah. Or, you know, we order Starbucks together. That's always fun, too.
The snacks are always a great bonus.
I thought I wouldn't have to worry about that because when I used to work with students who were, you know, preparing meals and stuff, I always wanted to eat their food. But now I have to worry about people bringing donuts or me bringing donuts because I'm addicted to Cranky Al's in Milwaukee.
So what would you have to say to people or possible employees looking for work and thinking about applying for Beyond Vision?
I would definitely say you should apply. I love the best part. The other best part of my job that I didn't mention was that I love talking with people, networking with people, trying to figure out where people might fit in our company. And some of our jobs are entry level, and that's okay because people need a place to start. People need to gain experience working. Just because you come in at an entry level job doesn't mean you'll stay there. Doesn't even mean you'll stay with our company forever. We can support you as you gain experience and move on to new careers. So I would say if you're considering it, you're interested, talk to me, apply. We'll see what we can do. We don't give jobs out just to say that you have a job. You will work, but you'll gain a lot of work and have a lot of fun and be in a great team atmosphere. What advice would you give to people?
Yeah, I would say apply. The opportunities here are endless. The amount of stories that we have where people started off at an entry level and worked their way up. And we have people working all the way from entry level to our VP, all the way in between people with vision loss. So the opportunities are endless.
That is absolutely true.
But as I look at the time, it looks like our time's starting to wrap up. So Jennifer, do you have any last comments or statements?
I just hope to talk to many of you in the future, and please apply. Thanks so much for listening.
Have a great one, everyone.